Which not not ideal. The team when guy like Derek is out for a little bit. But how beneficial is it to you be able to get some time, extra time, extra reps at this time of year to sort of acclimate yourself?
Yeah, it helps. You know, it helps with getting to know my new teammates and being out there, getting used to, you know, how receivers run routes and how we call things. And this offense is a little different than what I ran in Minnesota. He's bringing some of the stuff from Philly over, but a lot of the vocabulary and verbiage is the same. But it's nice to be out there getting reps. I mean, last year I didn't get too many reps with Matt Castle and Teddy ahead of me, so it's good to be out there and getting more reps and you know, getting my feet wet.
How much was Bill Musgrave's presence here appealing to you? Why was it appealing to you, and one of the reasons that you came?
It was. My familiarity with him and you know, knowing this offense and understanding this offense, and you know, being able to talk to Coach Downing and getting to know him through the process. You know, he seemed like a guy that I would love to play for, and you know, pieces fell in place, and it was fortunate that it worked out this way. I'm glad I'm here.
You talked about right after you signed that this was your only visit, and you signed on
yeah.
the spot. Happy to be here and enjoying the environment and being with Coach Musgrave.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. No, I'm loving it. I mean, life's great. I mean, living in this area is obviously one of the most desirable places to live in the world, and being on a team that's young and is up and coming, and there's a lot of positives to being on this team and being a part of this organization that has such a history. And you know, life is good for me, and you know, my focus is just working hard and trying to prove my game and help this team out.
To go from a guy that won 10 games and got a team in the playoffs, and then last year was fighting for scraps bump with
yeah.
you know, Bridgewater and Castle. How has that experience changed you? Has it made you better? Is it just something you have? How have you dealt with it?
I think it's definitely made me better. you know, going through those experiences definitely toughened you mentally, and you learn from a lot of those things. And you know, being able to experience a different offense and what North Turner was running when he came in last year helped. Being able to look at things differently and having different perspectives on certain plays and routes and defenses and stuff. I mean, you know, helped my football IQ but you know, it stinks having to go through stuff like that. I mean, losing your job and having to find a new organization, but I think it's worked out for me so far.
How do you balance the fact that, okay, I know this is Derek's offense, but also bring it in your leadership and experience to help him grow?
You know, my job, I understand, is the backup, and I'm here to help Derek and help this team out. And, you know, it is exciting for me to be out there right now taking first team reps, but I know that this is Derek's team right now, but I am bringing a competitive nature to it. I know Derek's a very competitive guy, and so is Matt McGloin, and so it's, you know, bringing some competition in the room only helps all of us, and you know, trying to portray some of my knowledge and different things, different aspects to the room, and you know, we have a great quarterback room. We have a lot of fun together, but it's a fun group to be a part of.
Christian, have you had to have the conversation with Derek about how fragile this could be, or that just kind of goes? You know,
we haven't had the conversation yet. I think he's kind of experiencing right now with you know, what he's dealing with. But I mean, he'll be back soon enough. But you know, football is kind of an up and down experience for most. You know, not everyone is. Plays a 15-year career and is at the top of the game every year. And but it's you know, that's why it makes his career fun. You got to try to enjoy it while you're in this league.
Your impressions of a couple of receivers, a veteran Michael Crabtree and
yeah.
rookie Amari Cooper.
Yeah, they you know, Michael was a big sign for us. I mean, he's got a lot of experience and is an explosive guy. Is a big target. Runs good routes. Has great hands. I mean, he's everything you want in a receiver. And Amari is a guy who, I mean, to be a top 10 pick as a receiver means that you're bringing a lot to the table. And he's a guy that works hard. He's quiet, but you can tell he's coming in to work hard and to learn a lot. And he brings a lot to this football team.
You've talked about their size, and throughout your career at Florida State and Minnesota, you've had big guys on the outside. Have you seen a tight end group this big and this athletic in your career?
No. You know, coming in, I didn't know much about the tight end position. We signed, obviously, Lee and drafted a couple guys. And, you know, everyone looks good. And not only do we have guys that can catch the ball, we have guys that can block. And then you throw in a guy like Marcel, who's kind of a tight end, running back mix. And It's a good group. I think throughout this offseason, the offense has really put together a lot of good pieces and is going to be very competitive in this division.
To help put your mind at ease as a quarterback when you have the varied weapons that you have to work with?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a good tight end is always a safety net, and having explosive receivers is obviously important. And we just got to do a good job of establishing the running game, and we have a few running backs to pick from. But, you know, again, the pieces are falling in place for us. We just have to work hard and make sure that we have it mentally.
Like Coach Del Rio has described it as, look, we want to be able to play fast and we want to be able to play slow. We want to run the ball. We want to throw deep. Well, not every team can do everything.
Yeah.
But as you look at all the parts, do you kind of have a sense for what this offense will look like?
Not yet.
To play itself out.
Yeah, I mean it's early, especially we don't have pads on. It makes things difficult to figure out what we're good at and what we're not good at. But you know, we're going to try everything, and we're going to see what sticks. And Bill's a great offensive mind. He's a very intelligent guy, and he's a guy that listens. You know, if players don't feel comfortable with something, he'll throw it out. He doesn't have a problem with that. And so we're still trying to figure it out. And you know, we got some time. We've got a few OTAs left in mini camp and obviously training camp.
Often a quarterback will have a good relationship with his offensive line as well. How do you see this offensive line shaping up? Draft John Feliciano.
Yeah. Yeah, that terrible school, Miami.
Producing nobody.
No, they're shaping up. I mean, they look good. A lot of size to that group as well, and a lot of experience on the line, and a couple young guys thrown in there as well. So, you know, we're still kind of communicating, trying to figure out, you know, the terminology and how Coach Tice does stuff, and you know, working on our hots and everything, trying to pick up certain things. So we're early in the process, but we're figuring things out. And it's a group that has a lot of good chemistry in that room and with the quarterbacks as well. So, again, it seems like a lot of the pieces are falling in place for us. And you know, it's good to be a part of.
What was your first contact with Derek Carr after you signed? Did you see him here? Did he reach out to you?
He was actually here he was in the building when I was on my visit, so I got to speak with him. It was before I signed, so I didn't have a chance to talk to him, but I talked to him afterwards. And, you know, my impressions, I had been following him throughout college and through the draft process, you know, watched him do those pre-draft interviews and those shows and everything, and was always impressed by him and the way he threw the ball and the way he approached the game and presented himself. And he's the same way in the room. I mean, he's the same guy on the field as he is off the field, and he's got a lot going for him.
He had mentioned, I think, to us that he thought you guys were of a like mind in terms of the things that you believed in off the field and on the field, and that you guys were matched pretty much that way. Did you?
Yeah, I think we're very similar in terms of our faith, in terms of what's important to us with our families and everything. And it's kind of a unique experience to have a guy that's so similar, and so we get along really well.
What were your first impressions of Walford going back to the tight ends for the rookies?
Yeah, he looks really good. I think he's been a guy that's really stood out to me, and you know, I mean, he's going to make rookie mistakes and have some mental errors, but he catches the ball. He's a big guy. He's faster than I thought he was going to be, and you know, again, another guy out of Miami that it's tough to throw to, but he looks good.